Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self-Love is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start the show, so please tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, what's going on?
What's up, India Irie? How you living? It's my birthday, motherfucker.
Happy birthday, nigga. I was just about to say that. Everybody out there, please wish my co-host, DC, a happy birthday. I don't know if he's going to say his age tonight, but happy birthday.
Well, let's just say I turned 16 twice. We'll just put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
In numerology, he's five. Yep.
If you did that math, solve that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Turned 16 twice.
So, what's been the vibe of the week for you?
Man, approaching the age of 32, man. It's another year, you know what I'm saying? Another year getting older, but, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, another year of maturing and, you know, becoming more wiser, responsibly, you know, kind of implementing some health into my body, making me feel younger, you know, type of thing, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those reality checks, man. It's just, you know, just letting you know that, you know, you're not getting any younger. So it's like, you know, treat yourself with better care, better self-love, and, you know, everything so forth. Really, really nourishing your body and spirit, you know what I'm saying? Ridding all the toxins and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I've been dreading hitting 32. I ain't gonna lie to you, because, I mean, it's just the reality of, you know, the numbers go up, they don't go down, you know what I'm saying? So we all get scared about the whole of getting older and, you know, everything that falls in line with being old, you know what I'm saying? Achy bones and, you know, tired muscles, bent over back and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't necessarily have all of that. You know what I'm saying? It was just more so of, you know, just appreciating the fact that I was able to be able to, you know, celebrate a birthday while being alive. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was just the most part that I took out of the whole appreciation thing. But, yeah, other than that, you know, that was it, you know, just like I said, you know, just being able to live and say I made it to 32, you know what I'm saying? And just praying that I can, you know, say this next year and the year after and so forth, you know?
Mm-hmm. That part. Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with the show. DC might hang up tonight, y'all seen his video. Tonight, you know, for the Shut Me the Fuck Up topic, we are talking about patterns. And what angle I want to go at this from is, like, honestly, patterns, I made my own definition for it. I'm talking about it like, you know, this routine that is second nature to us that we get in the habit of. Like, you know, where you basically do stuff and you don't even realize you're doing it. And when you try to make a better way, you end up pretty much falling back into what you feel comfortable with, because trying to change it, it's like, I've been doing this for so long, I'm stuck in those ways. And, you know, like, basically, like, for example, you know, it's second nature to us. We're deeply conditioned to believe this is okay from what we learned from our family members and the people around us. So, like, we're going to talk about, like, what coping mechanisms do you repeat? What behavior do you go to towards when you're upset? What thinking patterns do you have in relationships, et cetera? So, all right, first question tonight, DC. What are some reasons people fall into the pattern of doing unhealthy shit to help them cope with pain in life?
I mean, I feel like it's, you know, a part of it is just, you know, what they're used to. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning pattern that they had growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know for me personally, the learning pattern that I had for myself was really just being, you know, really quiet, you know, in the sense, like, you know what I'm saying? Like my social was really, you know, really fucked up, you know what I'm saying, growing up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, like, my pattern of being able to socialize was just not talking at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, other people would have to make an initial verbiage, you know, approach before me having to say anything. And that shit still lives up to this day. You know what I'm saying? That's just like with a coworker of mine today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been at my new job for probably like 2.5 going on 3 years now. And I've been looking and, you know, briefly saying, you know, hi to this person for about like 3 months now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it kind of took for me to really make that initiative to really say something. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it was always them, like, saying what up. And then, like, you know, with no hesitation, I'd be like, yeah, what up, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I would think to myself, I'm like, you know, why do you constantly allow yourself to be quiet unless, you know, somebody else speaks to you first? So it's like, I turned that shit around a couple of days ago. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just said what up, you know what I'm saying, started a little conversation. And before I knew it, me and this nigga got cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, that's like, it's almost like, in a sense, that's all you had to do when you were a little younger to be able to build up some sort of, like, you know, social, you know, foundation. But it was just like, you know, the things that I went through, you know what I'm saying, that affected my social skills, you know, really deprived me from having some sort of courage to be able to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Because that fell in line with, you know, the dissatisfaction that I have from it. You know what I'm saying? With those situations that happened caused my resting face to look mean as shit, because I was always mad all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, I wake up on a regular basis with a mean ass face. So that didn't help me at all either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would sit up there and look at people and they'll, you know, they'll turn their other cheek and walk away. And I'd be just like, you know, damn, like, everybody just don't really like fucking with me. But it's like, if I took the time to look, you know, from the outside in, I'd be like, well, shit, I wouldn't want to talk to you either. You look like you're going to punch me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of explanation there that could never be explained unless, you know, both parties actually have a discussion. You know, they get real close and, you know, you enter their personal life type of shit. But, But yeah, definitely a pattern. That pattern for me was hella crazy. You know what I'm saying? It took for me to be 32 to actually, you know, to, you know, get hip with the shit and realize that, you know, sometimes it's okay for you to, you know, to initiate a conversation. And if they don't fuck with you, then fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I was always worried about, you know what I'm saying, like, if I was to initiate a conversation, I felt like I would be, you know, bringing too much attention upon myself to the wrong type of character, you know what I'm saying, who was going to be that toxic character that I was always reminded of, you know what I'm saying, back then.
That part. Okay. Well, listening to you, three reasons that I feel like made me fall into unhealthy shit was being seen and not heard, letting people think for me, and pretty much like just being in a sense of like just like basically wanting to like have control but couldn't. So like, you know, like that fear of rejection. Like, okay, well, being seen and not heard, you know, like as a kid, it was just like I was a talkative kid because I realized being quiet in the back seat would make people forget that I was back there. Or sometimes, like I told you before, my grandma would go in the house and lock the door and I'd be just banging like, you forgot I'm back here. But it's like when I would be talkative, after a while I would get on my grandma's nerves and she'd be like, okay, quiet game for the rest of the ride home. And, you know, after a while, okay, I'm like, I want to play the game. I want a prize. But then after a while you realize, like, okay, this is just a game. Like this is just a game for you to shut up, but you're not processing that as a little kid. But I'm looking like, well, how come everybody else can talk and I can't? Fear of rejection, because I was that person. Like when I first started school, I remember I had went up to one of my friends that I'm friends with now. I've known her since kindergarten. She laughs at this now, but back then she was hanging with these other girls, and I wanted to be their friend, and they told me I was too short. They said you don't fit the height requirement to be our friend, and the girl No, but we were five. We were five. We were, like, in kindergarten. But it hurt me because I really took that courage to go up there and say hi. But my friend, shout out to Raven, she actually felt bad, and she came back up to me, you know, towards the end of the time when it was time to leave last year and was like, I just want to apologize. I'll be your friend. You know what I'm saying? But that fear of rejection stood out to me, like, well, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to go up to a person and talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you just feel like you got to do this self-sabotaging shit because you feel like it's going to numb your pain and make you feel better in a sense. And letting other people think for me is what caused me to really fall into the pattern of doing unhealthy shit. Like, I was hanging around people that didn't really have my best interest at heart, and I looked at them like, you know, somebody that I've seen as like an older sibling or something like that. And they just basically like, oh, this is how you have to be, you know, like, you know, basically like, oh, if a guy, like they would tell me certain things that a guy would do, like, oh, a guy, when he comes back around, it's because he misses you. No, it's just because he want to take advantage. But I was really listening to this shit. And like, I ended up becoming that person that allowed toxic shit, and it shaped me to be a toxic person too. So, I don't know. It's like over time, you know, like I try my hardest to be a better person, and I do see a change now, but I still have some ways that I try to change, but I fall back into because it's what I know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, this ain't healthy.
Right.
Like, you know, checking up on people's Facebook just to see if their life is going bad. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad. He still has to work on me. I'm just saying.
That
ties into my next question. DC, please don't hang up. What is your thought process like when you are happy versus mad? And has someone ever pointed out the pattern of your thought process when you are upset?
Whew. All right. I'm going to stick to it. I promised you I wouldn't hang up. My thought process when I'm happy, you know what I'm saying, sky's the limit. You feel me? I feel like I can't do no wrong when I'm happy. In the same token, you know what I'm saying, that kind of got me in trouble too. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's listening, if y'all listened to previous episodes, y'all would know that happy plus substances equals possibility of fucking your life up. I'll just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm happy, you know what I'm saying, like I could be the coolest fucking person that you've ever met. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure anybody else can probably relate to that too. You know what I'm saying? When you're at a level of happy, you know what I'm saying, you don't think about any negativity or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're able to be your better self when you're happy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when I'm happy, I can be my better self. I can be my true self. You know what I'm saying? Being conversive, or, you know what I'm saying, being productive, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Now, when I'm mad, the thing is, like, it's crazy because, like, I only really get mad when I'm in relationships, when I'm in certain relationships, I wouldn't say I would have, like, a certain anger in all relationships that I've had, just certain ones, I guess ones that I've pretty much invested into for the most part. But I mean, it's not aggressive, but okay. For example, in this one relationship that I had, my favorite aunt had passed. God rest her soul. I love you and miss you. Think about you every single day. My aunt, she had passed away, and that following weekend, I went up to visit my girlfriend at the time, at a college that she attended to, and you know, that was a way to just kind of, like, you know, get out of, you know, the funk of, you know, losing my favorite aunt. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to you know, find some sort of happiness to be able to cope, you know, in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And my best friend at the time, I guess he he was dealing with one of the roomies or whatever, so he had access to what's inside the house or whatever. And this nigga, I guess cooked her turkey burgers or some shit. And I know you laughing because you know the story, shit. But yeah.
Don't put me on that.
Word got out that, you know what I'm saying, the turkey burgers was gone. And needless to say, like, this became a big issue of me confronting my best friend about the turkey burgers. I didn't feel like I needed to really confront him about some turkey burgers. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, this could be really, you know, it could be avoided and I could just go buy you some more turkey burgers. Like, it ain't shit. I could buy you some more turkey burgers. But it became such a big fucking deal. I called him and, you know what I'm saying, I didn't confront him the way that it was needed to be confronted. And then it became a big fucking problem for me. So I'm like, okay, squash all this shit. I just lost my aunt, bro. Like, right. What you mean? We about to really, like, avoid what I'm going through over some turkey burgers. So needless to say, my duffel bag got the best of me because I kicked the shit out of this duffel bag so hard to where, like, the lotion that was in my duffel bag exploded all over my clothes. And I had to wash my clothes and shit all over again. The thing is, like, I don't get that angry until, like, certain shit like that actually happens. Because, like, I feel like you're pretty much, like, saying, fuck everything I'm going through. And at that time, you was pretty much saying, fuck my aunt at that point. So, like, you know, I took that shit personal. You know what I'm saying? So it all, in a sense, depends. I know you trying not to laugh. It's okay. You can laugh.
Not to cut you real quick, DC. I just want to let y'all know I'm not laughing at the situation. It's not funny that he lost his aunt. It's just the fact that poor Lotion. Lotion didn't stand a
I know. That's why I said it's okay to laugh because, like, you know the story. So it's like it's okay to laugh. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. But, no, like, you know, when it comes to as far as, like, being pointed out, my frustrations or when I'm mad type of thing, I don't think I've ever, in a sense, been, you know, confronted about my anger, so to speak. It was just more so of, like, a debate type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to figure out, you know, pretty much trying to manipulate the situation as to why I shouldn't be mad, so to speak. But it's like, you can't win the argument over that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, that's kind of pretty much my take on it. Like I said, like, when I'm happy, you know what I'm saying, sky's the limit. I'm able to, you know, be my better self and everything like that. But when I'm mad, you know what I'm saying, it takes a lot for me to get mad. Like, you know, I feel like with that scenario I just gave you, that's the limit right there as to how mad I can get. You know what I'm saying? Because you're basically, you know what I'm saying, just saying fuck whatever's going on with me in such a serious matter for something that can be resolved as quick as 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm about to expose myself. You ain't going to be out here by yourself. So, my thought process when I'm happy, I'm like you, skies is the limit. You know, I'm very motivated. I'm making people laugh. Shoot, if I got money, you about to get treated to a restaurant. You know, don't worry about the bill. You know, like, I'm just happy. You know what I'm saying? Smoke my weed. Don't have a care in the world, okay? My thought process when I'm mad, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to take it back, like, before 2017. Shit. Honestly, before 2019, when people started pointing my shit out, my thought process when I was mad was I couldn't be happy for you if shit wasn't going right in my life. You know, I would fake it and everything like that. Like, of course I'm happy for you, but I would be beating myself up. Like, why can't you get to where they're at? I would start comparing myself because it was something that I was used to growing up. You know, I would feel a certain type of way and I would, you know, just like start going into performance mode to get myself where I felt like I should be at. In relationships, I overgeneralize, you know, my boyfriend could probably cook for me and everything like that and probably spend time with me, but the moment I don't get something, oh, you never do this, I will forget every fucking thing. I black out and I just have tunnel vision of what you're not doing right. And yes, that definitely got pointed out to me. Let's see, what else? I project my insecurities and my frustrations onto my partner. I used to look for the attack and things, but now I'm open, you know what I'm saying, to listening. Like, okay, yeah, tell me about myself, because I had to go do some things to really get tough skin, you know, to where hearing the truth about myself doesn't bother me now. But my thought process now when I'm mad, I still can overgeneralize. I'm working on that. Like, but, you know, it's something that I fall into. I guilt trip when I don't get my way. And, dog, like, I play damage control where I point out certain things, like, you know, that just doesn't seem right, because in my head, I want us to be this perfect relationship, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I don't know, it's just like, it makes the person feel like, dog, I'm not doing enough, you know what I'm saying? So I'm working on that, because, and how I'm working on that is by reflecting on how that shit feels when it's done to me. But yes, I've definitely had, you know, boyfriends point that out to me in arguments. They wouldn't hold back. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You act like the world revolves around you. You know, you overgeneralize. You forgot I did this for you. So, yeah. Trust me, I got my flaws too. But that goes into my next question. Do you think it's best to see the pattern of your mistakes in relationships when you are in one or single?
Ooh, child, you really going in, huh?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I feel like it could be a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? You can mm-hmm. you can always learn your patterns and or your mistakes while in a relationship, because, of course, they'll be kind of pointed out. It takes you to, mm-hmm. you know, basically take, you know, put your pride aside and actually really take their words and their, you know, their actions towards your actions and consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the same time, it's like when you're single, and it all depends whether you kind of like follow up with that ex or not, you know what I'm saying, whether they're in a relationship or not, and you know, you can see the betterness and the happiness that they're in now, you know what I'm saying, and it'll kind of, you can kind of reflect on your relationship with that person to see, well, I wasn't doing that, so maybe that was a mistake that I didn't do this or do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for me personally, I think the mistakes that I made in all relationships in general is just not having a high level of security within myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I always went into every single relationship with some sort of insecurity, which is kind of weird. Like, I never really found an answer to that because it's like, you know, to put my pride aside and considering that these women are exes at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. every chick that I've been with, you know what I'm saying, I consider them my type, you know what I'm saying? They were beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Most people may say that I got an exotic, you know, type, you know what I'm saying? Shout mm-hmm. out to Complex for that. You know what I'm saying? I go for the light-skinned chick, you know what I'm saying? That's not necessarily a personal preference, but you know what I'm saying, that's just something that I just happen to go for. But yeah, these particular women that I happen to go for some reason they all have in common that they have daddy issues. And I think with me as being a people pleaser, you know what I'm saying, I always go into a relationship initially as, you know, trying to be that number one, you know, provider, you know what I'm saying, as far as emotion and, you know, physicality of it, you know, type of thing, you know what I'm saying? I always want to start off with a good impression, you know what I'm saying? Right. And I want that good impression to last for a very long time, you know what I'm saying? So needless to say, I would be a try-hard, you know what I'm saying, in every relationship. I will give it my all 110% in every relationship.
Right.
And I think my pattern with that is simply just that. But I think the mistakes that I do have is that, you know, I try a little too hard initially, you know what I'm saying, in relationships to where, you know, I guess it could eventually, you know, either scare a female or just kind of push them away completely, because one can argue that a woman would feel like, you know, okay, you're just too damn good enough for me as a man, and I don't, I don't really want that, you know, so to speak. I don't know how or why that may be possible, you know what I'm saying? I guess one can argue that, you know, at the same time, you know, maybe that woman is just not ready for that type of man who is solely committed and wanting to, you know, express full commitment, and they can't hold up to that same level of the bargain. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I feel like you can definitely, you know, point out your mistakes in both aspects, whether you are in a relationship or if you're single. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it fucks you up more when you're single, because it's like the fact that you're single and you're not with that person no more, it's like, okay, you can't make up for those mistakes anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, your chances of making up for those mistakes are long gone at that point. So I mean, if it's more of a benefit, if it benefits you more, it would be more so for you to be able to identify those mistakes while you're in a relationship, to be able to correct those mistakes, to, you know, help, you know, aid that relationship if it's, you know, if it's in trouble.
That part. I definitely agree with you. I think that it is better to, focus on the patterns when you're outside of a relationship, because I don't know, I just feel like when you're in a situation, it's kind of hard to see where you're messing up at. Like, I know for me, when writing No Apologies, I really started noticing a lot of mistakes that I made. Like, wow, like, I moved too fast, you know. Like, I know, like, some people will argue that, you know, sex is like an emotion that just happens, you know, it's not something that you can plan. But, and then, you know, some people will say, like, oh, if you set a time limit, like, 3 months or 6 months, it's like, and they're going to still do what he want to do. But it's like, at the time, it's like, I didn't care. I felt like if it was something that I wanted, I wanted. But I just feel like having sex before really getting to see all sides of the person has always been my downfall. You know, having sex blurred my vision, and it's like the dick was just too good. As, you know, me and Queen K say, dick whip. you know, it prevents you from seeing the good in that person, and it definitely prevented me from seeing the good in the person. And, you know, like, just dealing with the bare minimum and everything, and like losing myself, and like, you know, doing all these grand gestures and putting 110% in, but feeling like I was only getting 50%, you know, that's another part that plays in me, like, you know, playing damage control, because it's like I have my expectations so high in relationships, and, you know what I'm saying, that shit would just always, you know, like when it crashes, when your expectations crash, oh, it's a disappointment that you really can't shake. And over time, I became this person that lowered my expectations to, like, where I had little to none, and pretty much, it's like having low expectations just caused me to accept a lot of bullshit. You get what I'm saying? And I play damage control. I prepare myself. Like, guys ask me what I want for my birthday. You don't have to give me anything, because it's like I just wasn't expecting it, you know? So it's like I think it's best to take time out of a relationship to really reflect on it, like, where did I go wrong? You know what I'm saying? Where did they go wrong? Because I'm a person that I played victim before, and I never wanted to take accountability for any of the bullshit that I was doing in relationships until I got into this last relationship. And I'm going to just rip a Band-Aid off. I'm single. You know, I'm single. I'm making this, like, conscious decision to be single right now, because I realize it's a lot of shit that I still need to work on within myself. And I was, like, really scared to admit that for a long time, and God was just like, okay, you know, this is your platform. you know, how can I use you to live in your truth? You say you want other people to live in their truth, no matter how ugly it is, and you're scared to admit this. So, yes, Complex right. Angel is single. You know, I'm just focusing on myself because I realized, like, playing damage control, I wasn't present for my partner, you know what I'm saying, because I'm still focused on other people that have hurt me and playing damage control to make sure that I never get hurt again. It can be too stressful. You get what I'm saying? So I think that it is best to just really step back and reflect on some stuff, because there was times where I was getting angry in this relationship and I'd be like, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with you. I'm seeing red, and it's like, you know, you didn't even really do nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking the worst because of what I've been through before. So, yes. So my last question is, do you think we take the time to reflect on past relationships? Like, I mean, really reflect? Or do we suppress that shit, and why?
Honestly, I don't think we reflect on it enough. I think a lot of us suppress it, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we don't want to deal with the fact whether or not, you know, we were the problem in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, it's that we do reflect on it, you know what I'm saying, to either, one, prevent ourselves from being in the, you know, in another relationship with the same, you know, character, you know what I'm saying, or mm-hmm. being able to really mature and really, you know, analyze exactly how you were in a relationship with that person, you know what I'm saying, and learn from that and better yourself for, you know, your potential soulmate, you know what I'm saying, because... The only person who's going to really be able to, or persons, is only going to really be able to tell you if you were shit or not is yourself, you know what I'm saying, based on your analysis, or the person you are in a relationship with who has experienced you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I can say I have not been able to have that conversation with anybody that I've been in a relationship with to pretty much tell me whether or not I've been, you know, the toxic person. I mean, I guess you could say in an argument, maybe I have been, but you know what I'm saying? Who can really take that into consideration? You know what I'm saying? That might calculate as that person, you know what I'm saying, just speaking out of anger, you know what I'm saying, which, you know, sometimes can necessarily be true. It's only just to hurt you. So,
right.
I mean, who could really take that into consideration to reflect upon that, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, like for me, like I had to really reflect myself and really really be true to myself and actually tell myself the truth. And, you know, to really analyze, you know, my last serious relationship that I had, I took a long time to really analyze that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even with certain considerations where, like, I felt like I was, you know, completely right about certain things, mm-hmm. there was also some moments where I was completely in the wrong, too, as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm mature and grown enough to be able to tell myself that, you know what I'm saying? Because my true serious relationship started when I was, I want to say, like 21, 22, and it ended mm-hmm. around 2016 is when it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was probably like a variation of maybe 6 to 7 years or so. So to mm-hmm. be able to have to reflect off of six or seven years. You know what I'm saying? It takes a long time to be able to reflect off of 6 to 7 years, you know what I'm saying, from start to finish.
Right.
And from what I got out of it, you know, honestly, you know, I wasn't perfect. You know what I'm saying? And when I say I wasn't perfect, it was because of, you know, the high insecurities that I had as a person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there were certain actions upon my significant other that didn't help my insecurities. But at the same time, I should have been more responsible to be able to say, like, hey, you know, the fact that you did this, the fact that I did that, you know what I'm saying, like, this relationship is probably a little too toxic to repair and or manage,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So let's just either call it quits right here and there and be friends, you know, try to develop a strong friendship, or, you know what I'm saying, just call it quits and just, you know, say our farewells from here. But I think when we are in these relationships, you know what I'm saying, and we invested so much, whether it's, you know, the abundance of love and emotions, you know what I'm saying, we tend to try to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Even when the signs are clear that it shouldn't even be, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still try to fight and make it work. You know what I'm saying? Try to make the impossible possible. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we do that in every single thing. You know what I'm saying? Not even in relationships. That can apply to friendships as well. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely have toxic friendships. You know what I'm saying? We have toxic friendships out there where, you know, some of these motherfuckers just ain't got the best interest in you. You know what I'm saying? Or they may just have, you know, toxic lifestyles themselves. And, you know, you may catch a whiff of the fact that, you know, it may just be toxic for you as well. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really, you know, get too far into your doorstep, but you can just tell that, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker's knocking like a Jehovah's Witness trying to get in. And it's like, you know, you tend to notice that, you know, the more you kind of like answer and or, you know, attend to their needs and realize how toxic it is, and you can tell that it's a reoccurrence that, you know, they're constantly just going through some shit, and you can give the best advice that you can in the world and it's still not clicking with them, then it's just like, okay, you're just, you stuck in your ways, you know what I'm saying, there's no helping you. There's no hard feelings, but it's like I'm elevating. I'm on to something new, and I'm on to something better. And you know, if my positivity can't help you, or you know what I'm saying, the way I move can't help you, then I can't have you around trying to, you know, knock me down to your level. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to see the growth within yourself, or you don't want to see the inspiration within yourself. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, it can play in a variation of, you know, saying between relationships and friendships, but yeah, that's my take on it.
Okay, so I definitely agree with you. I definitely think that we don't take enough time to reflect on relationships. It's easier to suppress, because I know for me, I felt like the more I think about it, the more I'm giving that person power. The more I think about it, it's hurting me. You know, I was taught growing up, in order to get over one, you got to get under another. So I would easily distract myself. But this past relationship that I just walked away from, you know, he really showed me that all men don't come put together. You know, I learned a lot from females about how a man is supposed to be strong, the provider and everything, but you don't stop to take accountability that men have broken backgrounds and men are still trying to bounce back from a lot of stuff. Men hold on to certain things that they couldn't talk to their mom about, and they probably try to talk to another female about it, and it's like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be strong. Like, what the fuck is you? Like, they would basically get their feelings invalidated. And he showed me that, you know, I'm not all the way put together, but it's like he really did try to give me, you know what I'm saying, the best that he could. And, like, you know, he showed me that love is not supposed to be controlling, because it's like I can be a very possessive person. I can monopolize a lot of your time. Like, he really helped me to see, like, okay, damn. Because, like, a lot of times I told you in other relationships, I refuse to take accountability for any fucking thing. Because it's like I felt like my grand gestures and my people-pleasing ways should overshadow that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I got an attitude, but I just sat up there and I just cashed you out. I got you this nice man bracelet. Like, I would really think like this back then. Okay, I got an attitude because you were too tired to have sex, but you should understand that I did this, so you should let that slide. I got called out on a lot of that shit. You know, he was a man that gave me pure honesty. Pure honesty. You know, I said before that, you know, we had took a break because we had conversations about, you know, struggling with lust, you know, fears of commitment and everything, still trying to find ourselves. And it's like, I basically, instead of hearing him out, you know what I'm saying, it's like I made it about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at it from a selfish standpoint, and not realizing, like, when you get into a marriage, you can't walk away. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk away from conversations like that. So it's like he helped me, you know, he gave me a safe space, you know what I'm saying, to really, like, we both learned a lot about each other. And, like, looking at that relationship is what's helping me to finally sit back and reflect on the past relationships that I refuse to give attention to, because what I dealt with in those relationships is still affecting me today. You know, I was verbally abused about my weight, you know, from other guys. I was, you know, the guy that was abusing me, when I moved on, it's like he still taunted me. He would send me pictures of his new bitch and say, oh, she looks better than you. You know, like, it still fucks with me. So it's like I'm still in this phase of, like, you know, I hear fears of commitment, and it's like, oh, you're just trying to waste my time, and not even trying to hear, like, I'm trying to be honest with you before I make this. That's why I said, like, my anger would get so deep over something that was bare minimum, like, I'm trying to talk to you about it. So I basically said, let's step back and let's just be friends before we end up hating each other, because, you know, you're definitely a good person, and I respect you for being honest, because most niggas will lie. You know, I've had most niggas lie. So it's like, I can't get mad at you for being honest, you know? But you know, like, I'm just really hoping that I don't suppress, because I, like I said, certain things that you reflect back on, you know, and you really look at it from face value, it's like, damn, I was stupid. You know, you get into the phase of beating yourself up. So it's like, I don't want to get this shit energy. So I'm praying to God during this time that as I'm going through this reflection stage, you know, and really tuning into myself, I don't get into the phase of beating myself up, because you can easily. But, yeah.
That's
my
thing. I wanted to say real quick too. I do commend you for being able to announce the fact that you were once in a relationship that was, you know, that was going heavy. It was rocking well. It was Millie rocking in this bitch. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know, you announced today that you're single. I feel like a lot of people are afraid to utter those words that I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Once they announce that they are in a relationship, it's because once you kind of, you know, put your relationship out in the public eye, you're terrified of the fact of, you know, being able to say that you're single. And it's not a bad thing. It's really not. You know what I'm saying? Because we go through this shit on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? We fucking with somebody one day and we ain't fucking with them the next day. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people move fast in 7 days versus a person who, you know, versus people who would, you know, try to make a committed relationship work and it just fails. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no time frame on when you can really understand and learn a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always something to do about your person, you know what I'm saying, that you are with at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, the relationship that I was in for six, seven years, I didn't think that this shit would ever end because it went so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, the closest relationship to that one lasted for 3 years, and I had a kid with that one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's no variation between the two. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, with the one I had a kid with, I thought we was going to be together forever. You know what I'm saying? For that, to that point, you know, it was like, okay, you're worth giving a child to. You know what I'm saying? Once that child came, boom, it exploded. You know what I'm saying? And then transitioning to the another one that went for 6, 7 years, you know what I'm saying, thinking that one was going to be promising as fuck too, because it went longer than the ones that I gave a child to. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, before that, boom, it was gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you just never know. You know what I'm saying? So never be afraid to announce when you are happy with someone, whether it's for the moment or, you know what I'm saying, whether it's forever. Because at the same time, you just never know how long it's going to last.
That part. And before we segue, because what you just said resonated, like, it's just really about, like, putting yourself first. Like, you can't really care about what people on social media are going to think, because, like DC said, one minute you rocking with somebody, the next minute it changes. And that's what I'm learning, that, you know, I have to change my idea of, because I think that, you know what I'm saying, a person is the one, that person may have just been sent in my life to teach me a lesson, you know what I'm saying, to level me up for my soulmate, you know, and it's like, don't be afraid, you know what I'm saying, and it felt really good to put myself first and say, you know what, I thought that I wanted this relationship, but there's some things that I'm still not past yet, and I need to get past it before, you know, this becomes toxic. And it's like, another thing, people, please have good reasons for getting into a relationship. You know, don't get into a relationship thinking that a person's going to save you from your problems, because every time they disappoint you, you're in a, without even trying, you're going to, like, basically, like, guilt trip them for not, you know what I'm saying, for not protecting you. And it's like, I had to learn, how can you have another person see you when you still don't see yourself? So, yeah. But all right. That was a dope-ass segment. I commend you, DC. I'm so proud of you tonight. You know I wasn't going to let you just rip Band-Aids off by yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's get into the stimulate your mind question. Drop it, DC.
Oh, shit. Okay, it's my birthday, niggas. Let's stimulate that mind career.
All right, so the stimulate your mind question this week is, can a person really look out for our best interest?
I mean, sure they can, if they ain't toxic within their damn selves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, people are highly capable of having your best interest, you know what I'm saying? If they are in tune with themselves, and if they're happy with themselves, and if their soul is happy and everything else, you know what I'm saying? If a person can easily try to manipulate or, you know, sabotage anything that you're going through, if there's hatred for the path that you're going through, you know what I'm saying, as far as your path of success and, you know, things of that nature. Because, honestly, I have not had anyone necessarily, you know, try to talk me into, you know, self-sabotaging or sabotaging, period. But I wouldn't put it past it, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we all recognize how, you know, people can have certain missions to ruin somebody's life, you know what I'm saying? And that can easily come with just gossiping, you know what I'm saying? Like, a person that gossips a lot, you know what I'm saying, can quickly just go to the next person, like, yeah, I heard this person did this, this, and that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they, you know, they messy. Nigga, you messy, first of all, for going to tell my motherfucking business. Fuck me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people have their wicked ways, you know what I'm saying? And I never understood and never will understand as to why, you know, when a person see something going good for somebody else, they tend to want to find a way to ruin that. I never understand it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, by me being a part of the black community, because I'm African-American, yes, pure black nigga, actually caramel, get it right, I find that in our community to be very, very fucking relatable. Like, that shit is so normal to the point where it's sickening. Like, I never understood as to why, like, you know, we can't uplift and, you know, support, you know, our fellow black people to do better. Like, I never understood that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always one particular person. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take it as far as with social media, for example. I had announced one day that I had launched my business or whatever. I got several hearts. Hell, even some care emojis too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where you got like the like, the care, the heart, and, you know, the thumbs down and et cetera and shit like that. I got numerous of hearts and cares. And then it was just like two particular people that just gave me a like. Now, I don't want to feed too much off into that, but if those emojis were words, I would get offended as fuck. Because it's like, and it's crazy because the people that gave it likes was people that know me. So it's like, you know, when I say you know me, it's like, you knew my struggle before I announced this clothing brand. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, you knew about me getting caught up with my DUIs and all that other type of shit. And, you know what I'm saying? I was pretty much in the mud, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? spiritually, emotionally, financially, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Paying these courts all types of fucking money that I can put into a house to buy.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you only gave it likes. You know what I'm saying? Versus people that I don't even talk to. You know what I'm saying? People that I don't even talk to. But you gave it a like. I took that shit personally so bad because at the same time, these are people that I talk to. You know what I'm saying? I talk to on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying, on the progression as to what I was going through at the time when I was at my low. You know what I'm saying? So when it's like when I reached a certain high, it was just like, oh, I'll just give it a like. It was like, what the fuck you mean? Like, nigga, you should be amongst these motherfuckers that gave it a heart plus a comment because you knew what I was going through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where's the validation of congratulations, my nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? But,
well, no, I,
no, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because I didn't want you to lose it. Like, I should have gave, an example of what I meant, but I definitely understand where you're going from. I didn't want to cut you off, though, if you weren't done.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. When I came up with this question, because you know how, you've heard people say in life, don't believe, believe half of what you hear, none of what you see and everything I tell you or something like that, or, no one can tell you about me but me, always get information from the source, which is myself. So I just be wondering, when you hear people, you heard parents say, I'm trying to look out for your best interest, or make sure you have friends in life who want your best interest. I've always wondered, how can another person know what your best interest is if you don't know? Or how can they, you know what I'm saying, know without you telling them? You get what I'm saying? I definitely agree with you, though. You can't come across people who will manipulate and, you know, basically manipulate you to feel like you don't know what you want. You should do it this way. And that was the type of person that I was. I would go to people to get advice because I didn't trust my own decision on making choices in life. So I would go to people. And I remember this one girl, I was friends with her since she was 12 years old. I looked at her like an older sister. And I listened and let her think for me a lot of times. And I made a lot of fucked up decisions. I am not holding her fully accountable because she didn't put a gun to my head and make me do a lot of those, but I looked out for her. So, you know, I allowed myself to, you know what I'm saying, okay, do it. You know what I'm saying? This is going to, you know, impress her. We get into this stage of people pleasing and peer pressure, wanting to impress our friends. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like I was around somebody who did not have my best interest at heart, but I just always wanted to know, how is that possible? You know what I'm saying? How can a person know what our best interest is if you're hanging around toxic people or you're hanging around people and you're lost and you don't really know what your spark is? Shout out to the movie. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't really know what your purpose is and everything.
No, yeah,
so
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I mean, that played into what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Because I've had certain people where, you know what I'm saying, I consult, I had conversations with, you know what I'm saying, about making, you know, you know, having my own business and stuff like that, you know, and they try to give me these scares about, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's going to cost you a lot of money to do this, this and that, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, do you feel like you financially stable to be able to do that? And I was like, you know, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? this is more than just, you know, building a brand just off of making money. This is basically my life story. You know what I'm saying? Dynamic culture is my life story. You know what I'm saying? To be able to come from nothing to something, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I had already built this whole story behind this brand. You know what I'm saying? This is a nothing to something situation. You know what I'm saying? When it came to 2016, when that shit hit, I went from nothing. You know what I'm saying? But spiritually and self and you know, with self love, I became something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't have to do with money or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit came from a spiritual aspect of things. You know what I'm saying? I came from nothing to something.
No, I respect it. I definitely do. And and listening to it, I definitely get what you're saying. Like, so basically you're saying like a person really can't look out for your best interest if you're around somebody that's not happy for you. But I'm learning though, like once you tune more into what makes you happy, you'll get around like-minded people that want to see you win. So yeah, you're right.
True.
All right, thank you
True.
For answering, DC. I appreciate you. Let's get into shout outs and appreciation.
All right, first and foremost, nigga, shout out to my goddamn self. It's my birthday, bitch. Shout out to you, nigga. Shout out to DC, goddamn it. Hit 16 times two. Shit, 30, big 32. Shit, old wear. Shit, black don't quack. shout out to Self Love Is My Rehab. This has been a therapeutic experience for me. You know what I'm saying? Every single Sunday at 7. Make sure y'all tune in every single Sunday at 7 to tune in to me and Complex dropping some gems and, you know what I'm saying, just kicking it, shooting shits and, you know what I'm saying, having a good time. Shout out to you, Complex, you know, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. Shout out to Guy, because without him, it wouldn't be no Self Love Is My Rehab. There would be no Complex. There would be no DC. Shout out to Dynamic Culture Apparel. That's my baby. Do not play with it. If you want to stay followed up with any updates and anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Or if you just want to follow, if you want to fuck with the movement, you know what I'm saying? Follow it on Instagram at dynamic_culture_apparel. Or you can follow it on Facebook as well at Dynamic Culture Apparel. And shout out to my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens with positive vibes and positive energy. And shout out to my kings and queens with negative vibes and negative energy, because y'all still kings and queens at the end of the day. With y'all negative asses, we love y'all at the end of the day. We still waiting for y'all to catch up. Mustang.
Well, I'm going to say shout out to you, DC. Happy birthday. I'm so happy to have you as a co-host on here. You know, it was brought to my attention the other day that we almost, well, not almost, but we basically working our way up to 2 years doing this podcast. I couldn't have picked a better co-host, you know. 16 times two and everything, but I just don't even want you to reflect on getting older. Just reflect on where your mentality is at now and just see the growth. Shout out to this podcast, Self Love Is My Rehab. It is helping me to be more truthful. You know, I just realized that you got to practice what you preach more often. You know what I'm saying? Because people like Kirk Franklin, Derek Jackson, you know, they get backlash for it lately. So, yeah, you know, shout out to this podcast. Shout out to Queens of Vibes and Visions. Shout out to New Apologies. That's at the platform for Self Love My Rehab and Queens of Vibes and Visions. Out of Darkness is coming June 7th. I am wrapping it up. And, oh, my God, I'm loving it. You know, I got to do the editing part, but June 7th, it is coming out, and No Apology series will be done on to bigger and better projects. Shout out to God, because without getting to know him, I would not have a close relationship with myself. He is really helping me, you know, a lot. And I see the growth in myself, you know, from the storms that I go through, how I bounce back. And I'm just so thankful, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to genuine people. And I love all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? The people that sees the dopeness in me. Shout out to UBC, shout out to Queen K, shout out to Ace to Face. I still love you, you know, even though we're friends now. Shout out to Jobs. You know, we don't even give him shout out enough, you know. Thank you for thank you for still giving us the opportunity to just shed our light on your platform. You know, go follow him and My Skin Is My Sin, Intellectual, Petty Radio, all that. Like, just tune in. He's a dope person. You know, you can also find our you know, our episodes on there as well. And yeah, all right, with that being said, DC, I'm gonna let you get into the what you know about that.
Oh shit. So listen, what you know about this whole motherfucking Derek Jackson situation? This was our motherfucking love guru, you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess the lady's love guru, to say nothing the least, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he was basically a motivation for niggas to actually really get their shit together and, you know, really be tuned in with your gentleman side. You know what I'm saying? Like, really be like a true gentleman when it comes to relationships. But God damn it, this nigga done fucked up. He done fucked up. Oh, he done fucked up. So this nigga basically done cheated on his wife. and, you know, made it public and whatnot. A lot of people, honestly, low-key, a lot of people didn't know that he was in a marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, because from a couple people that I've watched reviewed his the video or whatever, a lot of people were shocked that he was actually in a marriage. So from what it sounds like, this nigga didn't really specify that he was actually in a relationship and or a marriage within itself. And yeah, the alleged mistress was, you know, talking about, you know, how she was once pregnant at the time and, you know, so forth. You know, shit got really messy. And she was interviewed by somebody. I don't know her name exactly. Forgive me for not knowing that. But the mistress basically specified how, like, you know, every time he had, I wouldn't say probably not every time, but, like, you know, like 90% of the time when he would, like, make his videos or whatnot, he would be in front of her house making these videos. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, like, you know, he went public with a video with him and his wife or whatever, you know what I'm saying, stating an apology to the public, you know what I'm saying, while she's there. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, had some backlash with it, you know, especially with her for some reason. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know why, but my take on it, you know what I'm saying, in a nutshell, is that it's a typical fuck up from a man. It is. It's a typical fuck up. But I'm honestly going to hold him accountable for it, because you once said in a relationship you shouldn't run from conversations and everything like that, so forth. And I feel like the fact that you specified that just for a relationship, the fact that he's in a marriage for, I want to say, 6+ years or something like that, there should have been a moment in time to where you should have been able to consult with your wife to where you wasn't happy in the relationship, and be able to determine whether it should continue or not. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of us feel the need to be able to fulfill our needs outside of our relationships and or marriages without consulting with the person that we're fucking, you know, going to bed with at night. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's, in a sense, to me personally, is unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person where, you know what I'm saying, like, before I cheat, I need to be able to consult with you to make this relationship better, you know what I'm saying, to where cheating don't have to be a part of the equation. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to be with somebody else, it's going to be in regards to me not being with you anymore. But, from what I'm seeing on social media, the shit is real messy. And after this, I feel like this nigga should not give no type of relationship advice. None whatsoever. But, yeah, what's your take on it?
I will say that I think people don't always practice what they preach. I feel like people get into this pattern of what can I do to make to get followers, to get people to listen to me? I'm going to tell them what they want to hear. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think in this case is what Derrick Jackson did. I watched the video. I'm not going to really get too much into it, but I'm going to say to a lot of people that I follow on Facebook, y'all are messy, and y'all are very judgmental. People was running with this and making all these memes, and it's like, sweetie, how is your marriage? How is your relationship? Like, until you can expose yourself, you have no right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It was just crazy, but the girl did look embarrassed, like she didn't want to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say they feel like Derrick Jackson only did that apology so that he could keep his brand. I can definitely believe that, you know what I'm saying, because this is what gives you money. He got, I think he has a book. I think he has these conversation cards, you know, like he has a lot of followers. This is what gives him money. And I just feel like, you know, he was a person that just felt like, what can I say to get a lot of, you know, to get a lot of listeners, and especially females, let's do what Stephon Speaks is doing. Let's do what Ace Metaphor is doing. You know what I'm saying? Basically telling women how a man should treat them. And I really don't try to get into the habit of reading all these books about what a man wants. Like, of course, I've read Fuck Some Nice Books and Single and stuff, but every man is not built the same. Every man is not wired the same. But, yeah, Derrick Jackson, you know, you got to practice what you preach a little bit more. Like, no, we are not perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people out there too, also, you can't hold somebody's word. You know, you can't hold, like, words hold weight, but you can't hold on to somebody's word. You can't, like, you know, believe literally everything that someone says. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't always practice what we preach. What we just get into the pattern of saying something because it feels right. You know, like, we say these words because it's going to make the next person feel good. Well, we don't believe a goddamn thing we're saying. It's just like with advice. You know, we can tell somebody advice all day long, but we don't follow it. So, yeah, Ben Jackson, you know, you got exposed. I'm so sorry, Ben. They trying to go after Russell Wilson next. You know, like, people, misery loves company. People just like to expose people. That's my take on it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I mean, once you get into the public eye, you know what I'm saying, it's fair game at that point. They're going to either fucking make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? The internet never loses. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, when it came down to that, you know what I'm saying, with Derrick Jackson, I feel like it shouldn't have been publicized. You know what I'm saying? That should have been something that should have been, you know, spoken and resolved amongst them too.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's like, you know, when you're putting yourself out there, you know what I'm saying, with your platform as this image, to where, like, you're giving such advice for, you know, for women to look out for a certain man, it's crazy because it's like the men that you're telling these women to watch out for is the exact same man that you portrayed, that you are actually, you know what I'm saying? You're actually that man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, at the same time, I agree with what you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are human. We do make mistakes, but we have to be more cautious as to the decisions that we do make. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if he was like, you know, if he made a video about it, which I doubt it, because if that was the case, then, you know what I'm saying, this shit probably would have came up, you know, a lot quicker than it did. But if he would have made a video about, like, how certain men make mistakes, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to fight the temptation of, you know what I'm saying, being fonded about another woman because you're having complications within your own relationship, then there will be a whole different story. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, that's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes men or women have complications in their relationships, and they feel like it's easier to have an affair than to their significant other. And then there's sometimes where, you know, they may have these conversations, and, you know what I'm saying, their point doesn't get across. So then they go and have these affairs. But what they are missing at that point, at that pinnacle of that, you know, of that that confirmation, you should let go of that relationship if the point is not getting across at that point. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, there will never be no cheating. There will be no affairs. You know what I'm saying? If you state your case, and that shit doesn't make a difference in your relationship, then you let it go before you jump into any other situation.
Okay.
Then there will be no cheating. There will be no mistress. There will be no side nigga. There will be none of that. You know what I'm saying? Figure out whether or not it's either a yes or no that this relationship should continue. If it's a yes, then continue to rehabilitate that relationship. If it's a no, then hey, fuck it. We gonna call it quits right here and there. I'm about to try to, you know, get my shit together, you know what I'm saying, as a person. And then once I feel like I'm at a certain position to where I can involve someone else in my life, then yeah, I'm gonna do so. But this cheated and affair shit, like, that shit needs to not exist. Like, we need to normalize the fact that we need to be real in our relationships and, you know, figure out the yes and no answer to situations. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, cheating and affairs and shit don't even exist. You know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking with somebody else, then that means I've already broke up with you and I'm on to better things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that whole cheating shit because, Because the thing is, it's like when you're cheating, you're allowing that person to stay stable with you and assuming that they're only with you while you're doing something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Let that person go. Let them live their life and let them do what they want to do, whether it's, you know, whether it's making themselves happy or self-sabotaging themselves. Don't be a part of that toxic if it's toxic.
I feel like, if it's okay, I feel like, not debating, but I just feel like people get into the pattern of not being able to walk away because they were always taught to stick it out. They were always shown growing up that you stick it out. You know what I'm saying? And
oh,
the person
that's
doing the cheating is so stuck in their selfish ways that they think
very
like,
true.
Oh, she's going to always be there or he going to always be there. Because, you know, women cheat too. You know, they think that the partner of the person that's accepting it is going to always be there. And it's like, no, when they walk away, it's like, damn, you know, like that's when you finally see the person. But you guys got to unlearn and relearn. And we have, it's a lot of stuff that we have to unlearn and relearn. Like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
But yeah, so
yes,
that's all
very,
I wanted to say. But you got the flow for the dynamic quote. The dynamic culture quote. I said it right.
she gonna get it together one day, y'all. She gonna get it together. But yeah, this is the closed caption of the show tonight, y'all. Hopefully y'all enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? If there's anything, you know, that y'all could take out of this podcast episode and, you know, implement that into your life, hopefully y'all can do so. You know what I'm saying? That'll do nothing but, you know, put smiles on our faces to let us know that, you know, for the simple fact that we do this every single Sunday at 7, you know what I'm saying? The number's in the description every single fucking Sunday. The fact that y'all can be able to take, you know, anything out of this and, you know, implement this to your life to make it better, you know what I'm saying? That puts a smile on our face. But, but yeah, with that being said, the Diamond Coach,
talking shit, see?
It's my birthday. I can do what the fuck I want. The dynamic culture quote of tonight is this one for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, after the Derrick Jackson thing, I felt like I needed to make this one for the ladies. And the dynamic culture quote for tonight is, you are the type of woman someone should never let go of. You are the type of woman people regret losing. Nothing about you is ordinary. Choose someone who knows this. Never settle for less than you are. And, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to shout out to the ladies that, you know, who are faithful, you know what I'm saying, who are sticking to, you know, their, you know, traditions of wanting to find someone genuine and who wants to find some longevity into a relationship, into a companion, you know what I'm saying, someone that they can call their husband one day, you know what I'm saying, someone that they can wake up to every single day that can put a smile on their face, and you know what I'm saying, and life worth living, you know what I'm saying. I know the whole single thing, you know, that can be a different type of happiness, but, you know what I'm saying, if you can find someone, you know what I'm saying, who can be very compatible to you and your happiness, you know what I'm saying, is a plus, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, ladies, make sure y'all choose someone, you know what I'm saying, who can really treat you like a queen, you know what I'm saying, and you can treat them like a king, you know what I'm saying? And there can be such exchange of positive energy to where it seemed like it's impossible to do. You know, there is an existence of some happy love out there. You know what I'm saying? It exists. You just got to be in tune with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself and understand your standards. You know what I'm saying? Not set them too high because you don't want to run every single nigga off. You know what I'm saying? Not every nigga out here is, you know, worth putting through that type of trauma. I know there's times where we went through, you know, ex relationships and, you know, it pretty much made you who you are today. You know what I'm saying? But having relationships is a gamble. You know what I'm saying? Just as the relationship goes by, just make sure that you pinpoint all of the positive things and all of the negative things and see which one outweighs the other and, you know, compromise, you know, and commit, you know. So shout out to y'all queens, you know what I'm saying? Y'all deserve it, you know what I'm saying? Even on my birthday, Aries gang all day, you know what I'm saying? We good guys too. But shout out to y'all queens, man. Y'all deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Keep y'all
trying
hands
to get
up,
some
keep
girls.
I'm trying to speak that good shit. But nah, shout out to y'all ladies, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my queens, you know what I'm saying? Keep that crown high on your head. If it's tilted, you know what I'm saying? Rearrange that motherfucker to where it stands up high. And, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we love y'all. Peace and love.
Peace and love.